with Rick Butler, Chance Collins, and Brandon Orrick.
Hey, good morning. Welcome into the Blitz today, live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Good morning. It is Monday, July 22nd. We are on the closing days of July. I don't know how that has happened already.
I know. I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just me or if it's this way for everybody, but it seems like the summer is going by faster than it usually does.
Yeah.
Like usually.
Yeah, a little bit.
Usually the time after the NBA Finals is over with until media days and the start of fall camp drags by. But I feel like it's not been that bad this year. I mean, here we are. Got what, maybe a week? A little over a week left in the month of July. And then we're in August.
And August is where everything happens.
And August means football.
Yeah, and a lot of it. No, but you're definitely right. And this has been, you know, I'm sure that the inauguration of this show, you know, has helped kind of speed things up, at least for us. But it really has. I mean, for me, this is the first summer. It's the first full summer that I've spent in a town that is not just kind of a summer recreational camp. And so for me, my whole body is kind of working at a different time speed. It's like, whoa, this is what it's like to sleep in mid-July. Like, it's a crazy thing. But nonetheless, July is almost over. Brandon's right. That means football season is coming up next. If you're tuning in today, thank you, first and foremost. You can find us at 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. You can check us out live on the Periscope, on the video channel, which is on our Twitter, at Fox Sports Knox. Chance Collins, he is out for the week. We gave him a little bit of paid time off. Just kidding, I wish it was paid time off. We gave him a little bit of time off. I believe he is camping somewhere.
Camping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chance seems like he would be the kind of guy to go glamping. Y'all familiar with glamping?
Glamour camping?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have all the amenities brought to you.
Yeah. It's like a tent, but it's like furnished inside. There's like hardwood floors.
Well,
couch,
it's the
TV, running water.
Yeah, it's your cabin atmosphere. Right? How you can just go rent out a cabin. It's got all the nice stuff in it. You go around for a couple of nature walks.
What do they call those things?
Cabins. Yeah. Yeah. Cabins.
I think he's testing out his camper for the first time.
Oh, yeah. That is right.
Oh, good for him. That's awesome. Now, did he get one that you can kind of sleep in?
I haven't seen it, to be honest with you.
There's a couple of pictures of it floating around. I don't know. That'll be interesting to hear all the stories.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be good to hear what the stories are like of him potentially either living or just using the camper that he is, what's going on over there? Are you researching something the glamping?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the tents are called. There's a name for them. I can't think of what they're called. I'm trying to find it.
A yurt?
Yurt, that's it. A yurt. That's it. I knew the word. I just could not think of it. Yes, a yurt.
Y-E-R-T.
Y-U-R-T. Yurt.
So it's like yogurt, just missing half the letters.
If that helps, sure.
Sure.
Yurt.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah, this thing is pretty cool.
They're nice.
It is a traditional, it is either a yurt or a ger, G-E-R, is a portable round tent covered with skins. This is a very nice, this is a luxurious teepee, is what it is.
A luxurious teepee?
That's kind of what it looks like.
Huh. It's not where my mind went with it, but if that helps you.
What,
sure.
Looking at this?
Yeah, it's just a fancy tent. It's just a furnished tent. It's a
but
big
it's got,
furnished
it's
tent.
It's got the wood design with animal skin on the outside.
Well, maybe that's just the one you're looking at.
Oh, maybe. Well, they all kind of look the same. Anyways, Chance's out this week. We got Matt. He will be filling in on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have our good man Davis will be here with us tomorrow. But don't go anywhere because this will be an excellent week of programming ahead of us. As they say, pure gold as always.
Something we didn't get to on Friday, it happened right at the end of the show on Friday, didn't get to get into it.
All right.
And this is where we'll kind of start off after we take a call from Bear. But the SEC media picks are in. We'll dive into that.
Oh, right, yeah.
We'll talk about where they had Tennessee scheduled to pick. Let's get a call from Bear. Let's shake things up a little bit. Bear, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was just calling in about Chance and the clamping. He is currently right now probably in his silk PJs in his air-conditioned, state-of-the-art pop-up camper. I mean, he's just like taking a, you know, luxury trailer and just camping, just parking outside.
So he's not roughing it by any means.
Oh, hell no. We're talking about Chance Collins, guys. He's bougie.
I feel like Chance could rough it if he needed to.
He could not.
Bear, do you feel like any kind of the glamorous camping should that be in practice? Or if you're going camping, do you need to just, you know, excuse me for having no lack of a better word, bear down and just figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why they call it glamping. Yeah, that's not camping. Chance hasn't gone camping. Chance has taken his luxury camper out into the woods, and he's going to, you know, pretend that he's camping.
Well, I mean, it is called a camper. I mean, right?
You want to start something with me, Brandon?
I mean, no, but I'm just...
I just told you what it is. It's an air-conditioned, five-star...
Are you breaking into a car, Bear?
No. I haven't done that in 30, 40 years.
Bear.
What?
I heard the alarm going off. It sounded like there's something going on over there.
Well, yeah. Some you know, this idiot was trying to get... He opened the door before he turned off his alarm. So, but anyway, back to Chance. I mean, Chance is the kind of guy that uses chopstick.
I feel like...
Even when he doesn't need it.
Now that's interesting. Does anybody use chopsticks when you don't need to?
Chance Collins does. Although around my neighborhood, but you know, we call it lip gloss at that point.
What do you mean?
Not that I'd be taking a shot at my buddy, but yeah, I am.
Wow. Shots fired this morning.
Right when the first time that Chance leaves, we have our opening segment is Bear jumping on to, you know, to give him a piece of his mind.
I've been listening to Get Blitz, and I've heard the, you know, Chance has been, he's been a little out of line when it comes to me, quite frankly. You know, it hurt my feelings.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Chance would be pretty high on my list of people that could survive if stranded in the woods with minimal resources.
I mean, I guess I'll concede that point to you. I mean, he is smart.
I feel like, yeah. I mean, I feel like Chance is resourceful. I feel like
Bear feels like the ability is there. He's just saying it's the mindset that you don't think that he would actually go out with only minimal resources with him.
Yeah, so if it's me and I have to form a team of four other fan-run crew members to survive in the woods for, like, I don't know, let's say 2 weeks.
Okay, am I on it?
Probably not.
What?
I would probably pick Chance. Houston seems like a good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Nate seems like a good choice as well.
Keep the spirits up, yep.
I don't know. I'm struggling for the fourth.
Me.
I don't
me.
I don't know what you bring to the table, Rick.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Brandon.
I don't know what you bring to the table, Bear. What do you bring?
A lot. A lot, big boy. A lot.
Well, yeah, I have an Eno hammock.
I've had time with you clowns.
I'm sleeping well. Did you say you got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. I've wasted enough time with you clowns this morning.
All right. Thanks for getting blitzed. Let's stay right there on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, and we will take a call from Jerry during this opening segment.
Leading
Jerry,
off the show with two calls this morning on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline.
Good morning.
This is not Jerry. This is Chance.
What?
This is Chance Collins. Oh yeah, snuck in there on you.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Why do you have to? You don't have to sneak in.
We would have brought you on.
Well, I wanted to because you guys a little blasphemous about me while I'm out here.
What did we say about you?
Whoa.
What did we say?
Except for Brandon. Brandon had my back.
What did I say?
I just put you on my top four people that I would
said,
want to survive.
He said, except for you, Brandon. What did I do?
Oh, yeah. And Brandon, you're right. You need me on that team of survivalists. You're right. It's me, you, Houston Crest, and we'll take open trials for the fourth spot. But the zombie apocalypse comes, the end of the world. We got this. I am very resourceful. I got fishing poles out here. I got my old-timer's knife. I'm out here making fires with flint. Yes, I might glamp a little bit, but that doesn't mean I forgot my survivalist
skills. I don't think you're making fires with flint.
I watch T-Park's survivalist videos on Instagram every day. Ask him.
What did I do to you? Again, I feel like I was on your side as well.
Rick, you made a good point. It sounded like the first time I take a little time off, when the cat's away, the boys will play. I heard Bear calling in. And you know Bear, he won't even leave Knoxville. How could he survive talking about me? And he is the epitome of glamping. He told me that's the only camping he does.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. Coming in
look,
hot, boys.
Look.
I miss you.
Here's
you
the
miss
deal.
Me. That's right.
Here's the deal. People really aren't going out there and they're just camping with minimal resources anymore. That's not really a thing that people do a lot of the time. I feel like if you go camping, you know what you're bringing? You're bringing a very good, high-quality, waterproof tent, all right, if you don't have some other kind of sleeping accommodations ready. You know what else you're bringing? You're bringing a great, like, basically a kitchen on the go so that you can make food. You can do your, you can light your fires easily. People aren't going out there with a knife and a couple of sticks and spending a weekend in the woods.
Whoa,
glamping is just normal camping that nowadays.
Whoa, Rick. Whoa.
What?
I got the flint right here. I got the sticks. That's what we were doing last night. But Bear's right. I do have a state-of-the-art pop-up camper. I got the kitchen. We've got water access. We have electricity.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
We also might have a TV and Wi-Fi. I don't know. Maybe.
Wow. Well.
Maybe.
This doesn't sound like much
just
of camping at all.
Now you're just on a road trip, it seems.
Oh, it's definitely camping, boys. It's definitely camping. You don't know. I went through, it was hail last night, a thunderstorm. Oh, yeah, it was rocking the camper. You don't know. We almost got taken over.
At least you had that camper, and you weren't out there in the tent. Might have had a hole in it and woke up in a foot of water this morning.
It's a pop-up camper. It's not like one of these, you know, nice, you know, $30,000, $40,000 RVs.
Well,
it's a pop-up. It's like a tent on wheels.
The key, though, Chance, did you keep the firewood dry?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
Of course.
That's key. That's
you know,
key.
I learned that a long time ago, Brandon. But, yeah, guys, I didn't like Bear. I'm sorry, Rick. It wasn't directed at you. It's all at Bear. He was out of line this morning. You guys should have told him he was out of line. You got to have my back.
I feel like I did.
You did, Brandon. I don't know about Rick and Matt, though. Matt was very quiet.
He's my boss, too, man.
Whoa. Matt, I feel like we have a special bond.
I want your chance. I feel like as long as you keep the firewood dry, Chance, that's key. You gotta,
is that a metaphor for life?
No, you gotta keep the wood dry. But Chance, we will let you get back. Go out there, rub a few sticks.
Sir, so boys, I'm gonna be listening today. What's on the agenda? What's coming up in the opening drive, Rick?
Pure gold, as always.
Here.
Pure gold.
Shane Lowry.
On the opening drive.
Little Shane
Lowry. The winner, chicken dinner. They said it couldn't be done. It was done.
And here Chance was not confident. No, in Shane Chance. Lowry. I don't think any of us.
Chance
were.
Was yelling at Shane Lowry,
but he got it done.
Yes, he did.
The old Irishman.
Pure gold, as always, coming up on the whole rest of the show. But the opening drive will be coming up next, so do not go anywhere. We will see you on the other side of the break. This is The Blitz. We just want to party
just pure. We just want the money. Founded in downtown Knoxville, Axel Logistics brings a unique approach to third-party logistics, and they do so through their lively company culture and lucrative pay structure. And they're looking for sales-minded, driven individuals who want to take control of their future. So whether you are a college student heading towards graduation or someone needing a career change, Axel Logistics wants to give you the opportunity to build your own empire. No logistics experience required. Go to axellogistics.com and apply for the role of logistics consultant. Be sure to list Fox Sports Knoxville as your source when applying.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Jet's Pizza in Farragut, now featuring a new menu with tons of new options. In addition to their signature deep dish, Jet's also features hand-tossed, thin crust, and New York-style pizzas, wings, salad, breadsticks, and more. In the mood for a sandwich? Try a delicious Jetsy. Check out the full menu online at jetspizza.com or stop by Jet's in Farragut at 11124 Kingston Pike. Jet's Pizza in Farragut. Better because it has to be.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Back here on The Blitz, 10:21 a.m., Rick, Brandon, and Matt hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. Just like we always do around this time of the program, we will jump to the opening drive. There it is. Don't worry. It was coming. I knew it was going to come. First down. The opening championship has concluded, and we have a winner. Shane Lowry, one of the Irishmen himself, takes home the almost $2 million, almost $2 million in earnings. Shane Lowry wins the opening championship by 6 strokes. He shot 15 under for the tournament. Second place was Tommy Fleetwood at 9 under par. And in third place, Tony Finau, who you might remember from decently late into the Masters tournament. But here's the interesting thing, right? Because Shane Lowry, great story, right? He almost gave up golf. He came back. You know, no one ever thought he had the chance of winning this, and then he did. But sitting just 9 strokes behind him, which is a lot, but it only came out to be, you know, he was still in fourth place, was Brooks Koepka. Let me give you this stat about Brooks Koepka right now.
Lay it on me.
He might be your athlete of the year. Koepka has faced 551 golfers in his 4 majors this year, right? Because the Open was the last one. He beat or tied 556 of them, which is 99.1%. So that means of the 551 guys that Koepka faced in the 4 majors, he beat 546 of them.
Huh. So all but five?
All but five.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That is pretty darn impressive right there, to say the least. Koepka. Second down. John Jones from the UFC faces battery charge after an incident happened in Albuquerque, Mexico this weekend.
He cannot stay out of trouble.
Actually, this specific incident's from April, but he does face the certain charges now. Apparently, he was accused of slapping a restaurant worker.
What?
You can't do that. A waitress. This is a bad story.
I mean, not that this makes it any better, but did he know this person?
No. I would go ahead and say, if you would like to know more about this story, just go ahead and look it up. It's not necessarily a pleasant one. John Jones does not seem to be a good guy, from all we know.
Doesn't seem like it. Slapping restaurant workers. And they got it hard enough.
Well, you can find the story. It's very interesting. I don't really even want to say it right here. But he is facing those charges. He did pay a cash bond on Sunday after he failed to show up for an arrangement in June. That right there is John Jones after he just had I believe it was a title defense earlier on.
No, this is at a strip club.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said restaurant. What is it?
Some blurred lines there.
I was trying to say it what it was without actually saying what it was.
Oh, the gentleman's club.
Yes, that was it. Are you reading it?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Wow.
Right.
This guy.
Pick and choose what you want to say.
All right. Let's see. He slapped an on-duty cocktail waitress. Wow. John Jones sounds like a bad guy. All right. Third down, Rick.
Not good. Third down. So the Hall of Fame for Major League Baseball was announced yesterday. Mariano Rivera is inducted into the Hall of Fame, as is Roy Halladay, former pitcher for Philadelphia. And Mike Mussina, Harold Baines, Edgar Martinez, and Lee Smith.
Congrats to them.
Hey, congrats to Rivera, the first unanimous induction.
Yeah. Sandman.
I mean, that's a pretty good class when you have Mariano Rivera and you have Roy Halladay. A gone too soon story, but a phenomenal pitcher he was indeed.
His son just started college baseball, didn't he? He just signed this year.
Yes. I don't remember any other of the details, but you're right. Yeah, he did. Okay. Last but not least, fourth down. University of Tennessee wide receiver Marquez Callaway has been officially announced as the All-SEC second team selection by the media.
For what?
For play? What?
Second team. So he just made the second team?
Yeah, he just made the second team.
Well, I didn't think anybody made it.
What do you mean?
I didn't think any of our guys got selected for any of the SEC, all SEC teams.
Oh, you would be wrong, sir.
I guess so.
Tennessee senior Marquez Callaway was tabbed an all SEC second team selection as a return specialist by the media in attendance at SC Media Days. He is a return specialist.
As a return specialist. Not as a wide receiver. As a wide receiver.
Yes, that is correct.
Gotcha. So see, that's where they get you.
Callaway racked up 389 punt return yards on 29 attempts while scoring a pair of touchdowns. His career punt return average is 13.4, is the highest among any active player in college football.
I wonder if there's a rule that every team has to have at least one person on there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not
Is that the way baseball does their All-Star game still? Is that each team has one selection?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have to play, but they have one guy
suit up.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the case, and they just kind of threw Callaway the bone there, but I don't know. Return specialist.
It works. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I mean, we could go completely under the radar and just not have anybody, but I don't know. We'll take it.
I watched this. Basically, I guess Feinbaum was doing a SEC, you know, just kind of an SEC overview, excuse me. And he had Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway, and they were just kind of doing this interview. And it's pretty funny. Like, those guys love each other. I think if football was more of a sport where, you know, you were able to interact with the players easier, a la basketball, right? Like, I feel like the fans' connection with Schofield, Williams, Bone to a degree, you know, it was unbelievably interactive, right? You just don't necessarily see that for football because there are so many more guys. You know, they are wearing pads, and they're not really anywhere close to the fans on game day. I feel like if they were, Callaway and Jennings might be up there for favorite duo in Tennessee sports, at least currently in the recent past. I mean, they were funny together, just trying to one-up each other and, you know, talking about – they gave him the whole series of questions, who can jump higher, who can run faster – you know, who catches more touchdowns, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Jennings will always be a fan favorite just for those two plays in 2016.
Who do you think's better?
I'd probably go Callaway. I mean, Jennings is big play guy, kind of the heart and soul of the team, I think. But I think Callaway's probably the better receiver. It's just my thoughts.
I'm going to alter my own question by, I would say, I think pure position-wise, I think that Marquez Callaway is probably better. But if I was taking a receiver to play in a Tennessee uniform for a game, like if I was like, all right, I need one player to step up huge here, I think if it was Tennessee, I'd pick Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you need one play, you've got to have a big play here. I think you pick Jennings. 865-546-8200. Let's go over to the Next Door Home Group hotline. Let's grab a call from Phil real quick before the break. Phil, how's it going, buddy?
Well, it's late, Brandon.
Not too much, Phil.
How are you, Rick and Matt doing?
Doing pretty good for a Monday morning.
Another day in paradise, brother.
Why y'all letting Bear Bryant dominate your show?
Well, we didn't let him dominate. He jumped on. We heard what he had to say, and then he left.
Well,
Brandon's the only one that's doing the right thing over.
Well, Phil, you know Bear. You gotta let him have his. You gotta let him get his kicks in every now and then. But
don't get enough air time on the drive.
I don't know if he does or not. You let him off the leash every now and then.
The problem is he's always off the leash.
Oh.
Seems to me.
Yeah?
You see the behavior he's been going on the drive here lately?
I've heard.
Man, Friday was kind of embarrassing, really.
I've heard about the antics.
Rick, so you're trying to say that Callaway's a better player than Jennings. I can agree with that in theory, but when it comes to big plays, Jennings has made two of the best plays in Tennessee history.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Callaway is probably, realistically, they're so similar, right? They're both big dudes. They can jump so high. You know, they're not kind of the shifty, you know, wide receivers that are just going to make a bunch of cuts, you know, within 3 to 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, right? They're the two guys who can run any kind of route on the field and still be a dangerous threat wherever it is. So, I mean, they're so close.
And the key about Jennings is, can he get back to where he was 3 years ago? Because
yeah.
He's been hurt and everything.
Well, and then, you know, something that dominated the news conversation a couple weeks ago was when Jennings, you know, the knee injury report came out, you know, and we didn't know what it was. You know, I know we got a little bit of follow-up details, but, you know, we knew what it was going to be on that exact morning. We knew this was really just going to be a wait-and-see process, and we're still in that phase. You know, and I think that people have, you know, maybe forgotten about it a little bit, or at least has moved to the back of the line. But, man, that's still a big deal you gotta think about heading into the football season, is what is the health status of Juwan Jennings, and how is that going to change anything?
It'd be big because they need to at least get 7-5 this year.
Yeah, and you know you're right. Like, it is huge, and one of the reasons is from what Pruitt said during his media day conversation is we have, hey, four senior wide receivers.
Yeah.
Right? First off, these guys will be out the door soon, but also we don't have much behind that as well, right? So we need everyone we can get, especially when it is the caliber of number 15.
What was the three and out trying to prop up Garen Thomas this morning?
I called
him in. And,
I believe
know,
it was this. So according to Pro Football Focus, Jarrett Garantano led the SEC in the least amount of turnover-worthy plays. He only had four, and the next closest was Jake Fromm at eight.
Well, I'll give you a stat for today that comes from the tank in South Knoxville. Tennessee fans will be sheepy again if they're winning big time. They'll pay $20 for a hot dog if Tennessee's doing good. But they'll complain about anything if they're not.
Yeah, and I know, like, I know I caught a little bit of that conversation, Phil. I know a lot of it has to do, and Rick's, we've talked about it on this show too, the statistics and the analytics and the advanced analytics love Garantano. But, I mean, we've seen him on the field, and like we've had this conversation, I'm holding out judgment. I mean, we've all seen Garantano on the field, and most of the time, it's not been good. There have been flashes, the Auburn game, the Kentucky game, where he's shown, yeah, he can make the big plays, but it's about finding that consistency, and hopefully with Chaney we can see that. But I'm reserving judgment. But the statistics, the analytics, big on Garantano.
One more thing, guys. Go Donaldson, go Acuna, go Braves. See ya.
Whoa, Philly with the on the Braves train.
I was watching the Braves last night. I saw Acuna slam a home run over the fence.
First Josh, now Philly. All this Braves love, I can't stand it.
Look, you're just going to have to deal with it. I'm sorry. Your boy Pete Alonso couldn't stand something either last night.
He's a little frustrated.
He was a little frazzled, it seemed to me.
Take a quick break. The Blitz continues after this.
The brand new fan-run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville were completely remodeled by Triphase Construction, your trusted source for commercial construction in Knoxville. Triphase Construction specializes in tenant build-outs and remodels for new and existing businesses. Triphase Construction also builds commercial projects from the ground up. If you're a business owner, property manager, or in need of commercial construction, call Triphase Construction at 865-607-0015 or visit triphaseconstruction.com.
On the Blitz, Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Let's jump back to the Next Door Home Group hotline and take a call from Josh. Good morning, Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. You better tell Eric quit blaspheming my Bravo.
I didn't say anything.
Hey, quit doing that.
Out of line there, Eric.
I didn't say anything bad about him, Josh. I just said first you. And now Phil's jumped on the Braves train, too.
Philly's got some sense now. Hey, we're enjoying something that you don't know nothing about, Brandon.
I do.
That's the pennant race.
Hey, Josh, I do know a little bit about that. It's not been that long ago since we made the World Series. It's not been that long.
Are they going to deal Syndergaard? They going to let him go?
I think they're asking too much. I don't know if anybody's going to pay up.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I tell you what, all these people don't enjoy baseball. I don't know what they're missing right now because, you know, a pennant race, it builds every day. It's like a marathon. So much strategy involved. Plus, you get the trade deadlines coming up. It's like having a coaching search in the middle of a great football season.
Yeah, it adds a different element to it. You get different storylines going on. Adds a little intrigue. But no, I mean, I'm with you, Josh. I mean, back in 2015, 2016, whatever year that was, when the Mets made that run to the World Series, it was fun. It was fun. If your team is in contention and you're making a run for the playoffs, it's fun.
Well, Rick, you're a big Texas guy. Is the Rangers going to let they going to deal Minor and what's that other one? Lance Lynn? Yeah, Lance Lynn. They gone?
Yeah, I think Minor's definitely gone. I hope he's not. I think you can, you know, you really can build around him, but it just kind of depends.
They're
building
a new ballpark, ain't they?
Yeah, this will be the last year in our current ballpark, and then the shopping mall that it is based on will be ready for play next year.
It's surprising they'd sell everything they had right before opening a new park. You think you'd build to that instead of...
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things is you're going through this in the most, you know, I think for their thing is just that if it's going to be 110 degrees for a game, you know, we're putting this kind of talent on in the field. The talent isn't going to change anytime soon. So what can we change is not sitting in the 110 degree heat, and they're going to put a roof on top and air conditioning.
Well, need to turn the Bravos on if you ain't. Let's get baseball this year.
Ah, come on, Josh.
We're going to hang one, Brandon. We get the right pitching. We get the right additions right here at this deadline. You better watch out. Anyway, y'all hang in there.
I appreciate the call, Josh. Josh and his Braves talk.
Here's a question. How many tries do you think it would take you to snap a real Major League Baseball bat right over your thigh? How many tries?
I don't know. I have no idea.
15 to 20 for you.
How many do you think you could do it in?
50.
50?
Yeah. But thing's not going to snap. My leg's going to snap 10 times out of 10 before the bat does.
If I'm doing it for fun, it'd probably take me 10, 15. But if I've been pegged by a ball, jacked up, oh, yeah.
Just one clean snap? Because what if old Petey yesterday, right, he walks away from the batter's box, he's got his bat, just tries to, poof, break it over his leg, and then it just doesn't break. Like, that's got to be horribly embarrassing. If you're going to do it on TV like that, you got to do
it. Better break.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso, strong guy.
Clearly.
I love it when you see them, they go for it, and they stop right before they get to it. They're like, yeah, better not do that.
Do you get fined for it?
I don't know.
For breaking your bat?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know.
I wonder if some of these guys don't want to break them because they got cork bats.
Yeah, they can't expose it.
A little Sammy Sosa experience.
MLB's using juice balls. The players using corked bats. What is new? This is the times we live in.
Matt with the conspiracy theory there.
So, Brandon, you mentioned the media picks at the top of the show. Why don't we go ahead and get into that right now?
All right. On Friday, it came out right as our show was ending. SEC media picks from Media Days. Alabama, not surprising, picked to win the conference over Georgia. So both those teams picked to win their respective divisions. LSU in second in the West, followed by A&M, and then Auburn, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, and Arkansas round out the West. And then in the East, like I said, Georgia, Florida at second, Missouri third, South Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt rounding out the East there. Although, I mean, obviously this is the media's picks, and it's not how, more than likely not how things will shake out and probably won't finish this way. But if we finish behind South Carolina, I will view the season as a failure. I mean, it's time to take that next step. You've got to surpass South Carolina.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Right? You look at Georgia, obviously. Florida, yeah. Missouri, yeah. You can't really convince me right now without seeing this team that we are better than Missouri at this time. Granted, when the actual season starts, maybe that all changes. Right? I'm not entirely up to date with all of the with all the underworks of Missouri, but regardless, that's fine. But you're right. The South Carolina pick, that one's frustrating because these are two teams that probably have relatively similar mindsets right now, right? Like, do you think that the people in South Carolina, the Gamecock fans, are, you know, kind of looking at Tennessee and being like, there is no way. There is no way we dare let Tennessee in front of us. Like, we should never be picked behind Tennessee this season. Right? I feel like they're probably having the same conversation on their side of things. Like, Tennessee and South Carolina are similar stories to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of programs in the SEC probably view Tennessee as a joke. Probably don't take Tennessee very seriously. I mean, we've all heard it. Tennessee fans, they always say, this year's the year, this is our year. But I do think Tennessee is poised to take that next step. And, I mean, the South Carolina game by no means is a guaranteed win. It is at home, so I think that helps. But I think, and like you said, Rick, I think Missouri is, they're ahead of us right now, and it is what it is. I mean, they've got Kelly Bryant right now. I think they probably take a step back next year, and like you, I don't know what they have coming in, but it would seem as though they will probably take a step back next year. They're facing the NCAA penalties this year, no postseason. But I still think that their team is better than us, so I don't see us jumping them. But if we could finish right there at four and establish yourself and kind of, okay, we have passed Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and South Carolina. What now can we take the next step and start competing with Georgia, with Florida, with Missouri? I mean, I think that's what this season's all about. It's not about as nice as it would be to compete for championships, to win 8-9 games this year. If Tennessee fans are completely honest with themselves, I think this year is about reestablishing yourself above the bottom feeders in the East.
Yeah, and you know, we say it all the time that you have to crawl before you can walk. You got to walk before you can run, right? And as much as we do want to be in the conversation with Georgia and Florida especially, right, we feel like we've kind of been there. You know, you can't just jump back into the swing of things and insert yourself in that conversation at the very top of the list, right? So what can you do? You look to the things that you can control in a better way, your Vanderbilts, Kentuckys, and South Carolinas, and figure out how you can be a dominant figure over them before you can move on. It's like how you gotta chase the smaller belts before you can get to the world heavyweight belt.
Oh yeah?
That's a pretty good way to put it, right?
You gotta go for the Intercontinental, the tag team championship.
You gotta get the United States championship down before you can move on to the heavyweight one.
We will wrap up our conversation about the media picks on the other side. Final segment, hour one, coming up next.
Breaking news right now. News is coming down to the wire. It is breaking.
Going to assume this has something to do with wrestling.
On Monday, not this Monday, September 16th.
Okay.
The Wars return to TBA. Just kidding, it's not really a war. Monday Night Raw returns.
Oh, yeah?
To Thompson Bowling Arena.
You pumped?
Yeah. I will be there. Will you be there?
Maybe.
Matt, will you be there?
Probably not.
I might go with you, Rick. Yeah. I might go with you.
That's depends what I'm talking about.
Depends on how much tickets are, but maybe.
Don't you want to see somebody just take a Superman punch to the face? Don't you want to see Brock Lesnar?
No.
The Undertaker?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay, The Undertaker gets you fired up.
Not Brock Lesnar.
Will you go to this with me?
Maybe. It depends on how much tickets are.
What if they're $50? A little steep, huh?
If it's more than 50, I'm out. 50's close.
But 50's on the line.
Yeah,
what if maybe. It was 40, but good seats?
Maybe.
What if it was 50, but I guaranteed you
that we could... Are you really bargaining with me right now?
We could sneak down to the very front.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it,
okay.
Rick.
All right. Brandon and I will be there.
My interest is piqued.
If you are going, let me know, because Brandon and I will be there. I'm sure Tanner will as well. Tanner will go with us.
We should try to get Cody to go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
We should go with John and Cody.
Okay.
John will probably go, right?
Yeah.
We should try to get Cody to go.
Okay. That'd be pretty good.
Wrapping up our conversation about the media picks. Tennessee did get one first place vote. So one media member out there voted Tennessee to win the league.
Sometimes you got to go out there. You know what you got to do? You got to do it right. You got to shoot your shot. All right? It's like going and talking to the pretty girl in the hallway. You just got to shoot your shot. You got to say, you know what? This is what I believe in. This is what I believe. That this is the winning formula. You got to go in. You got to shoot your shot. Pick Tennessee to win the whole thing.
Even though you risk looking like an idiot?
Well, do we know who it is?
No.
Oh,
I don't know.
How much can you actually look like an idiot if they don't know how to find you?
Deep down, you know. You know.
But you also know that, hey, I don't know how much I actually believe this. I just wanted to give my alma mater a little bit of a boost.
Yeah, maybe. Only 6 points separated Tennessee and Kentucky for the 5th spot. So very narrow margin between Tennessee and Kentucky. I think Kentucky takes a pretty big step back. I may be wrong, but I think they take a pretty significant step back. I mean, they lost a lot off of that team that went, 10-2? 9-3?
I think it was 10-2, wasn't it? Or
they might have went 9-3. I can't remember what they ended up winning 10 games. I can't remember if it was with the bowl or not. But
I think it was 10-3 with the bowl win.
I think you're right. But I don't see them having the same success. I don't know. We'll see. 865-546-8200 is our number if you want to get on the Next Door Home Group hotline as we take a quick break. Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 up next.